Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A 5-4 Pittsburgh comeback win shootout. For the Penguins, they defeat the Buffalo Sabres. We welcome you to the Losey and Ganji Sabres postgame show. Brian Colesheel with you here along the Buffalo Sabres radio network. Well, it was a better performance for sure than last night when the Sabres fell to Columbus, but still some things that probably Don Granato's not going to be happy about. Entering the third period with a 3-1 advantage and also adding another goal to your total in the midst of that third, courtesy of Anders Bjork. The Sabres give up three in the third as Pittsburgh scores twice to eventually tie it at four. Kasperi Kapanen scoring with 53 seconds left to tie the game up at four. Pittsburgh out shooting Buffalo 14-4 in the third. And then, of course, it goes to an OT and a shootout, and nine rounds deep it goes, where eventually Zucker gets the game winner in the shootout for Pittsburgh in a 5-4 final. So coming up here on the postgame, we'll be heading back to PPG Paints Arena in just a few moments. We'll get some player reaction. Also, Sabres head coach Don Granato coming your way as well here, as the Sabres have one preseason game left against Detroit, and that is going to be on Saturday. Okay, highlights to come here as we will give you the Buffalo goals at the very least here to make you feel good about what the Sabres are doing. They got off to a pretty good start in this one. Two goals in the first, as the first one comes at 5:40. A shot in front and a battle, and Brett Murray wins the battle and puts it home, and the Sabres take the opening lead.
Bryson pitching down, but he's backed up at the line by Cousins. Puck is fed right in front. They score! Sabres combine nicely in front of the
everyone.
Net.
As
All right, so Murray gets the goal there. Quinn and Cousins the assist. 1-0 Sabres. Later in the period, another shot in front and a rebound put home by Hinostroza to put Buffalo up by two.
Scramble in front, the Smith with a save rebound. They score. Vinny Hinostroza at the far post jumps on the loose puck in the blue paint. And the Buffalo Sabres on the road with a 2-0 lead. 4:27 to go here in the opening period.
Oh, a goal from Hinostroza, who's looked good in the preseason. 2-0 Buffalo, that was the story after one. In the second, Drew O'Connor scores for Pittsburgh to cut the Buffalo lead in half, but late in the period on the power play, it's Victor Olofsson to put Buffalo back up by two.
Here on the right side, takes the pass back to Dolly. They look to the top of the far circle to Smith with a save. The puck is loose, and that time Victor Olofsson jumps to the right hole. And that one, did it go in?
Yeah, it did. I think everybody kind of just converged through the net.
It did count. Olofsson from Cousins and Paterka at 16:57 of the second. 3-1 Buffalo. That was the score heading to the third. But Pittsburgh really coming hard in the third period. They get a goal from O'Connor at 3:54. Zahorna at 9:58. But then Buffalo, with a game tied at three, gets the lead back, courtesy of Anders Bjork.
Puck comes around the near wall. Sabres from right to left in this third period. Butcher plays it down to the goal line. Now Bjork with a shot, scores! Off the left wing side. Just let it rip, and with 8 minutes to go in the third period, the Sabres have a 4-3 lead.
Bjork gets the goal with 8 to go in the third from Eakin on a one-timer from the circle. That made it a 4-3 Buffalo game, and it looked as though maybe they were going to hold on. But in the final minute, with 53 seconds left, Kasperi Kapanen put home a rebound after the shot went off the post, off of Dellin, off to the side of the net where Kapanen put it home. So a 4-4 game at that point. Into the overtime, no goals to report. Into the shootout, my goodness. 18 players get a chance. 9 rounds. 3 score for Buffalo, including Quinn on a beauty, Ruustalainen, and Tage Thompson. But 4 for Pittsburgh, including Sucker. He gets the game winner, and Pittsburgh wins it by a score of 5-4. Those are your highlights. Live locker room reaction. Let's go to Pittsburgh. Here's Dylan Cousins.
I think the last few the games before this, we had really good third periods, but we're down at that point, and it's tough to get back into it then. So the big thing is just getting our start right away and getting into the game quick.
For yourself, this far in the preseason, how are you feeling about your game? And how do you feel like you guys on the line really good tonight?
I just feel like I'm getting my timing back, my legs back under me, and just getting used to the pace of play again. Obviously, I haven't scored yet, but I'm not too concerned about that. I still think I'm playing well and creating chances.
Did you see this? You mentioned timing. It seemed like Jack Quinn also got to that point in this game. What did you really see out of it?
Yeah, he's definitely, every game he's played, he's got better and better, just adjusting to the speed of NHL game, whether it's preseason or not. He's just got better and better every single game, and it's good to see he's going to be a great player.
Yeah. We're going to go to Zoom now with Paul Hamilton with the first question.
Hey, Dylan, as you've been going through the preseason, were you starting to get frustrated as you were going along earlier in the preseason?
Yeah, I think after a long summer, I'm just, I want to come in and I want to dominate right away. I want to step up and be a guy who can help lead this team. And I think that, I was hurting myself by trying to do too much. I think I just need to simplify things and just play my game and stick to it, be confident in myself. It's preseason. I'm not getting too frustrated. Just getting used to it again.
Hi, Dylan. Don said this morning that he's thinking about maybe moving you back to the wing. Is that something you're open to? Has he discussed that with you at all?
Yeah, I'm open to whatever. He's a head coach. He makes the decisions. I can play center. I can play wing. Whatever he sees fit is what I'll do.
Okay, thank you, Dylan.
Okay, there's Dylan Cousins on the post game. He gets an assist on the Olofsson goal that made it 3-1. He also assisted on the first goal that Brett Murray scored. So, yeah, Cousins, I know, and Paul asked the question about being frustrated. Paul's as high on Cousins as anybody in terms of being a real leader on this team, a guy that can produce in a whole bunch of ways. But, we've been discussing how we haven't seen the best of Cousins, at least in the preseason. Read into that however you want to. Do you think it's means a lot, doesn't mean a lot, whatever. But, let's face it here. These guys like Cousins, Mittelstadt, they're going to be counted upon big time for offense because there's just no one else. Eichel gone, Reinhardt gone. That's your big 1-2 punch. And they're not going to be, Eichel unavailable and Reinhardt gone. They're going to be counted on quite a bit to provide the Sabres with some offense. Olofsson's going to have to be a machine again on the power play, and we know he's not great 5-on-5. He's going to have to figure out a way to produce 5-on-5. We'll be waiting for head coach Don Granato coming here in a moment. Should we say goodnight to our affiliates at this point? Yeah, let's go ahead and do that here. So if you want to keep listening to the post game, go to WGR550.com. For all of our affiliates, we're going to say goodnight to you. We'll talk to you Saturday at 3 with the Sabres and the Red Wings. Don Granato coming up for all of you on our flagship in Buffalo on WGR. Penguins win it 5-4 to shootout. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Five-four Pittsburgh, the final. Win it in a shootout. Brian Colziel back here on the Losey and Ganji post-game show. Zucker, the game winner in a shootout. 9 rounds. overtime in the preseason is not any better than it has been in the regular season. Teams just don't want to. You heard Rob say, he's like, I'd run out of patience. I'd want to go and try and press and maybe get a goal here. He's like, oh, these guys have a lot more patience than me. Like, I'm falling asleep during overtime. Teams now are just so scared to give up possession that they circle back. They'll be in the zone. They pull back out of the zone. I mean, I get a little of it when you're making a change. Obviously, you don't want to just dump it in and lose possession. I get that. But, man, like, when you've got your three guys on the ice that you want, like, let's go here already. It is just bad. A guy will circle in, and if it's just not perfect, they dump it back out to center ice. They skate back into their own end. And we saw that quite a bit last year in the regular season. And, you know, I guess me here thinking maybe a new season, maybe it'll be different. Now, it's one preseason game, but it has that I watched here tonight where it looked a lot like last year, but I'm guessing this is just how we're going to continue to see overtime. Coaches ruined hockey there for a while with the trap and playing defensive, and coaches are now ruining what was supposed to be a fun thing, a 3-on-3 overtime. There's just no urgency at all in OT. And some teams, depending upon how they do in shootouts, they'll sit there and hold the puck the whole time. You know, if they're a team that's decent in shootouts, they'll just hold it and say, yeah, we'll go to the shootout. We like our chances there. Maybe, you know, we've got a great goalie at shootouts or something along those lines. And it's all obviously within the rules, but it's not entertaining. I mean, for most part, these overtimes should be a lot better. There's a ton of room, should have a ton of end-to-end rushes. Sometimes we get it, but more often than not here, we get to see a lot of overtimes now where teams are just not willing to take a chance in terms of giving up possession of the puck. They'd rather circle back. They'd rather send it back out to center ice. And we're, you know, trying to maybe make something in terms of a highlight goal to finish the game. We don't see it, and it's too bad. We're waiting for head coach Don Granato in Pittsburgh at PPG Paints Arena. Let's get you some final stats here. Pittsburgh finished strong. As I said, 14-4 of the shots in the third. They get two more in the OT, 38 total shots for the Pens. Sabres, their best period in terms of shots, they had 14 in the first, but 6-4 and 3 the rest of the way in the second, third, and overtime. They end up with 27. Both teams had two cracks at it on the power play. The Sabres were 1 of 2. Olofsson's goal came there to make it 3-1. Pittsburgh, 0 of 2. Aaron Dell takes the OT shootout loss. 22 shots. He made 19 saves. In the shootout, he also gave up 4 in 9 rounds. The winning goaltender is Casey DeSmith. 27 shots, 23 saves. He let in 3, stopped 6 of the 9 Buffalo attempts. 3 stars for whatever it's worth here in the preseason. Cousins from Buffalo, star number 3. Zahornia from Pittsburgh, star number 2. O'Connor from Pittsburgh, who had 2 goals. Drew O'Connor, that is, star number 1 of this game tonight in front of an announced crowd of 12,257. The Sabres again will play at home at KeyBank Center on Saturday afternoon. That is a 3 p.m. puck drop. It's the final game of the preseason, and we'll have the game for you with pregame coverage at 2, a little longer on Saturday for all of you on WGR Sports Talk Saturday from 11 to 2. And then I'll be on. Pat Malacaro, Paul Hamilton, we'll have some others as well from 2 to 3, getting you ready for puck drop before we take you up to Dan and Rob. So that's coming your way on Saturday. Still while we wait here for Sabres head coach Don Granato, might as well give you what's going on in the rest of the sports world here tonight, including a big game at Fenway, game 163 between the Red Sox and the Yankees. Garrett Cole pulled very early, only 6 outs. Boston got to him with a 3-0 lead. The Yankees have come back to get 1. It's 3-1 Boston in the top of the 6th right now. Again, the winner will play Tampa in the next round of the American League. Tomorrow night, wild card game. I shouldn't say game 163. This was the wild card game. No tiebreaker game needed. This was the wild card game. And then tomorrow night, National League wild card game, Dodgers and Cardinals in the National League wild card game. Okay, NHL. Game's going on right now, third period, 8 to go in Dallas. The Stars have a 2-1 lead on the Blues. Just starting the second period in Colorado, the Golden Knights with a 2-1 lead on the Avalanche. Rantanen was a force last year. He has one of the goals for Colorado. Coming up at 10, in just a moment or so here, the Kraken and the Canucks from Vancouver, 10:30, Coyotes and Kings from Los Angeles. All right, all these games are finals. Maple Leafs beat the Canadiens by a score of 6-2. Nick Ritchie, that was a guy I kind of wanted the Sabres to look at. Came over from Boston, and he got two goals tonight for the Leafs. Predators in overtime beat the Hurricanes by a score of 3-2. Islanders blank the Flyers 3-0. The score in that game. Battle of Florida, Panthers and Lightning in Tampa. And Florida gets the win over Tampa Bay by a score of 3-2. So there's are your scores from the NHL tonight and the baseball playoffs. As we again said, it was a 3-1 Red Sox lead here in the top of the sixth over the Yankees. And a pretty exciting play at the plate here where Aaron Judge just got thrown out on a really, really nice throw from the outfield. So
there's a lot of camera time in the third base coach here, so I think he might have made a mistake.
By sending him, yeah. And now the Red Sox got out of the inning. So this will go to the bottom of the sixth. A lot of cheers from Fenway. It's 3-1 Boston right now. We are expecting Don Granato. So stick hold here. We'll hopefully have it for you here in the next few moments from Pittsburgh. Today, some news regarding the Sabres in terms of what they did for roster news. The biggest news of all was with the goaltender, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen. And I know a lot of fans, including myself, hoping that he'd step up, look good in the preseason, be the number one goalie. Didn't end up happening. He was good in the prospects game, decent in his team scrimmage, but kind of downhill in both of those games that he played last night against Columbus. It wasn't great. And then I thought a poor performance in Detroit, two bad periods against the Wings. So he gets two preseason games. It doesn't go well. And he was sent down amongst a group of players today to Rochester. The forwards that were sent down, Picard, McGinnis, who I thought had a good training camp, but maybe no expectation that he would be on the NHL roster. Malone, no surprise there. And Linus Weisbeck. Interesting, and I thought curious to watch during the training camp and the preseason, but Weisbeck goes down. Definitely some hot moments there from Weisbeck, but he goes down. And then defenseman Oskari Laaksonen goes down as well. So there's the group, Picard, McInnes, Malone, Weisbeck, Laaksonen, and Luukkonen, the goaltender, all assigned to Rochester. So that is another set of moves. Probably one more set to go. Maybe Don Granato will break it up. He'll send some more after tonight's game and get the lineup really set for the game on Saturday against Detroit. That'll be the final preseason game. That's at home. Again, 3 o'clock puck drop from KeyBank Center, and then the regular season is on. What does that look like? Well, it opens up with a four-game homestand for the Sabres. They will play four straight at home to start. Interesting start there. Montreal is the first game. That's on October 14th. Remember, Montreal made it to the Stanley Cup Finals last year. They lost to Tampa Bay. Interesting to see, will we see great goaltending dominate in the regular season like we did in the playoffs last year? The best two goalies last year in the playoffs were Vasilevsky and Price. They led their teams to the Stanley Cup. And, of course, Tampa Bay went on to win their second consecutive Stanley Cup championship. And we'll see if that trend maybe continues. My guess is even if Vasilevsky is average, Tampa's still going to be great because they're great. They're loaded. An opportunity to try to win three consecutive championships this year.
Every player loves to go to Tampa and take less money than what they're worth on the market and win championships. And then who can blame them? They don't get any of the state income tax, so they get their good money and they get their wins too.
Nice place to live during the hockey season, too, in the winter.
Yeah, I mean, Florida. Like, really the best time to live in Florida, I feel like, would be during hockey season.
Yeah, and if you live in the U.S. or in Canada, if you're a player, you probably live maybe in the northern U.S. or in Canada, and then you can spend your summers back in your hometown. Seems like a nice setup, doesn't it?
I wouldn't complain.
That's right. Arizona then is who the Sabres play next. The most exciting thing about Arizona this year, because they're going to be bad too. TJ, you know what I'm saying here.
Oh, I know where you're going.
The return of the jerseys that you love.
Yes, the Kachina style, the Kachina style jerseys with the hockey playing coyote on it with the coyote mask. Oh
yes.
Man, I understand why they thought they had to change from that. You know, they sort of got ridiculed in the 90s for the look, but I think, you know, as young people like myself who saw teams like the Coyotes and grew up and go, that's their look. That's what they have. The old maroon jerseys with the regular looking coyote, they never did it for me. It was very generic. It felt like it was something I would create in an EA Sports NHL game.
So Coyotes will be here, and we'll get to see those uniforms in person on that day.
That's exciting.
Then Vancouver's the third game, and Boston's the fourth game. Four in a row at home. When's the last time they did that, TJ? Not that I know.
To open the season?
Yeah,
I couldn't tell
you. I'm not expecting you to have that right in front of you, but yeah, four straight to start.
I got to start opening like a bunch of like stats at the game that you might throw at me after. You always trip me up with something like that.
Yes, but usually you do give me the answer at some point, so which is good to count. I'm not asking for it at this moment, but maybe for Saturday's broadcast, you could have it ready for me.
That gives
you 4 days to get it.
Yeah, I'll go home and do some research. Yeah, usually when you give me these projects, I see a tweet out from you later that night saying, like, the last time the Sabres had a four-game homestand.
Or the nice part is usually some listener will say, hey, look, back in 1982,
yeah, right.
Like, you know.
Somebody's on the radio right
so
now
let's
going
just,
to Hockey Reference, looking at all the seasons.
Yes. Well, let's just create a homework assignment for the listeners right now. This way you don't have to do it, TJ. Somebody tweet at me, let me know the last time the Sabres opened with four straight at home. Somebody will be able to find that fast. I'm fairly confident. I trust our listeners that they know what to do.
And if I didn't have my eye on looking for Don Granato coming to the podium, I would look for it myself.
That's
but
right.
I have a job to do.
And he's definitely taking his time here tonight to come to the podium in Pittsburgh.
He is, but the camera did just go on, so I think we're going to get Don very shortly here.
All right, so that is good. Yeah, and then five of the first six are home. They go to a Saturday night game in New Jersey on the 23rd, and then they're back home. We mentioned the Stanley Cup champion Lightning. That's who they have next, Tampa Bay. So five of the first six at home with Montreal, Arizona, Vancouver, Boston, Tampa, and then a road game with New Jersey squeezing there. And then they go west. And I like getting the West Coast trip done early because you're not tired, you're not fatigued. The West Coast trip, players say, can be taxing on their bodies. You're not tired yet at this point. So I think that's a nice spot to go. Anaheim, Los Angeles, San Jose, and Seattle. The atmosphere in the building for the Kraken. TJ, I think I'm not necessarily needing the Kraken to go to the Stanley Cup final like Vegas did in their first year.
No.
But I don't want them to be the worst either. Like I want people to be – I think it's cool that like Vegas has fallen in love with the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
And they're still obviously a very, very good team. I don't need the Kraken to go to the Stanley Cup final this year, but I don't want them to be the worst that people kind of don't get excited about it. I mean, let's face it, the NHL in a new market, there should be a buzz for a while, but at some point here soon, you know, they're is going to realize, well, this might be an expansion team. It might not be good, but so anyway. We're ready for Don Granato to talk about the shootout loss to Pittsburgh. Here he is live from PBG Paints Arena.
Yeah, I've spoken a lot about allowing the players to play the first three games and then starting to work with them on film. And there's a lot of film here that things can be simplified. We used a lot of film from last night's game to do some things differently tonight that I thought we were better in. And then obviously there's a lot in this game, that specifically defensive zone exits where we really, really struggled. We were actually pretty good defending because we spent so much time there after turning over pucks. We didn't give up nearly what you would have thought from quality chance based on the number of mishaps with exits. So.
Yeah, with exits in particular, it seemed like, you know, it's a natural preseason for your defensemen. You know, some of them in particular struggle with pressure when they were pressuring the puck.
they really just didn't know where to go with it, led the extended zone time. Is that just one of the kinks that you work out in preseason? Is that the way that you see it?
It's definitely a kink. You hope you work out in preseason. You know, we had that challenge and we were able to clean it up for the most part last season. You know, there's situations when you saw an awareness and they just didn't execute. Like they knew where they should go with it. But there are things absolutely that we can tweak and we can drill into practice that can help us in that area. But, you know, by what you saw tonight, it looks like we've got a long way to go. So some of it will be on film. Some of it will have to be in practice with actual reps. But I do think we can make great strides. You're never going to be perfect in that because of the quality of teams in the league. You know, everybody's going to have some hiccups there, but we had too many, certainly.
Encouraging to see the way that Jack Quinn was able to really piece together absolutely his best game, you know, the preseason, and probably just his best performance in camp so far.
Yeah, I would say he's progressed, and this was his best performance. And even the shootout goal again, you know, the confidence he had, but he did, there was more detail in his game, more awareness in his game from a defensive standpoint than there was maybe in game one. And he played with another level of maturity than he did in his first preseason game. So a definite progress.
We'll take a couple quick Zoom questions, starting with Paul.
Don, in the third, you talked about the turnovers. Were they starting to get uptight because of the turnovers? And I'll go to the O'Connor goal, which is their second one. You had four, like, really bad turnovers, one after another, and it finally wound up in your net. Did you notice guys were starting to get uptight about it?
I don't think they got as uptight to the point where that was the issue. I think maybe frustration that they weren't able to execute and they felt they could. Which is a positive sign in that it didn't break their confidence or our confidence. They felt like they could do it and they weren't executing what they saw, as I just mentioned to Lance. I think they saw the natural simple outs and they just didn't execute. And some of that is getting used to the speed and the pace and, you know, size and strength and everything else. So I do think it's an area that our players are very well aware of. It's an area that's a high volume occurrence tonight. So I think everybody watching the game knows that what you've mentioned, what Lance mentioned, and what I spoke on is a high volume occurrence. We can progress in that very, very rapidly, I believe.
Hi, Don. Just two quick things. Was Axel's absence related to the paperwork or whatever you mentioned today? And just Dylan, obviously his best game, just what was the difference in him tonight to find that extra level?
Yeah, it was paperwork, so we couldn't get the paperwork in time for the game for Axel. That was why he wasn't able to play. And then Dylan, I felt, didn't play with much calm. He played with a lot of anxiety and forced a lot of plays early in the preseason. He and I have talked a lot and through the preseason, and he's worked out those kinks. He's not trying to make a perfect play every play. He's reading plays better as a consequence, and obviously playing with more confidence and poise. And when he does that, his skill comes to the forefront. As I mentioned several times with him, his competitiveness, he wants everything right now. He's ultra competitive, and that complicated the issue for him. He became very frustrated. So he's dealt with that better, and his overall game was much better, I felt also.
Let's flip the coin and go to a huge positive. You scored four goals tonight with pucks and men to the net. I mean, you had a lot of action around the net. You had guys going to the net. They couldn't handle Murray at all on his goal, but that has to be gratifying to get four goals like that, all basically because you had guys at the net.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that, Paul. but yeah, it's nice. I mean, you want to play a direct and hard game, and it's what we love about the sport is guys going to the net and playing that hard style. And we did that tonight. We had, I thought, layers of players going to the net as well. So something we've talked about, we've worked on, and credit to our guys to execute.
Thank you, Don.
Yep. Thank you guys. Have a good night.
Okay. There's Don Granato from Pittsburgh. Sabres fall 5-4 in a shootout. TJ, your homework assignment is done. Thanks to Tom on Twitter. He tweeted at me already.
It would not have been my homework. As soon as you put it out to the tweeters, I was.
It would not have been that hard of an assignment for you, by the way.
What was that?
It would not have been that difficult of an assignment.
Was it recent?
2018.
Oh, okay.
Four in a row at home.
I wonder when that happened.
Yeah. Boston, Rangers, Golden Knights, Avalanche. Four in a row at home.
There it is.
Yep. Thank you, Tom, for tweeting that in. Yeah, they lost to the Bruins 4-0 on opening night. Then beat the Rangers 3-1, beat the Golden Knights 4-2, and then lost to Colorado 6-1, and then headed out west. Kind of similarly how this schedule sets up. They've got five of their first six at home, four in a row at home to start, and then they head out west. So, similar. All right, well, I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign. But it is a sign that it is time to say goodnight here on our Losi and Ganji postgame. Thanks to our crew. TJ Luckman, network producer, Pat Melikow, our anchor, Paul Hamilton, our reporter. For our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray, my name is Brian Colesiel. I thank you for listening. Shootout win for the Penguins, 5-4 is the final. We'll talk to you Saturday at 2 for pregame. Sabres and Red Wings, the final preseason game, right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.